Cuba detains head of largest dissident group after NGO report reveals political prisoners. By Francis Martel on August 27, 2019. Police in Cuba raided the headquarters of the dissident group Patriotic Union of Cuba, UNPACU, on Tuesday, arresting its leader, José Daniel Ferrer, a day after an Amnesty International report revealed the state's tactics have stayed almost exactly the same for decades to silence dissent. Amnesty International certified the political prisoner status of five men imprisoned for expressing disagreement with Cuba's communist regime, two of which are members of UNPACU. The group is believed to be the largest dissident group on the island and boasts over 3,000 members nationwide. Cuban Prisoners Defenders, an organization with ties to the Prisoners Defenders International Network that advocates for human rights for imprisoned dissidents, cooperated with Amnesty International to conduct the research necessary to confirm the political prisoner status of the five men certified on Monday. Javier Larondo, one of the Cuban Prisoners Defenders coordinators on the island, is a member of UNPACU. Cuba steadfastly denies the existence of political prisoners in the country, claiming that those convicted of crimes like contempt and social dangerousness are true threats to society. Cuban dictator Raúl Castro famously denied the existence of political prisoners during a press conference in 2016 alongside President Barack Obama in Havana. Asked by CNN journalist Jim Acosta, a Cuban-American, about human rights violations against political prisoners, Castro asked, "What political prisoners? Give me a name, or names, or after this meeting is over you can give me a list of political prisoners and if we have those political prisoners they will be released before tonight ends," Castro claimed. Human rights organizations promptly released lists of dozens of political prisoners on the island, but Castro ignored them. Many in the international community believe Castro has left power since appointing Deputy Miguel Díaz-Canel president of the country in 2018. Castro, however, retains the two most powerful titles in the country, Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces and Chairman of the Communist Party of Cuba. The Cuban constitution states that the party leadership outranks all official federal government positions, including that of president. UNPACU member Catherine Mogina alerted the world on Twitter Tuesday of the police raid on UNPACU's headquarters in eastern Oriente province, accusing police of abducting Ferrer and several other activists. The U.S.-based Martín Noticias outlet confirmed Ferrer's arrest on Tuesday with other UNPACU members, including 16-year-old son José Daniel Ferrer Cantillo. They came in at 6:30 a.m., broke through all the doors and pushed up against the wall all the activists that were there at the headquarters, the younger Ferrer told Martí. They began searching everything, they took away televisions, tables, chairs, everything that we could use to help the people, and they took five activists. Ferrer is a father of six, all of whom, he has stated, are born anti-communists. Cuban police beat and arrest Ferrer Cantillo most recently in June after falsely accusing him of public disorder. Police also stole his mobile phone. Prior to his arrest Tuesday, José Daniel Ferrer had used his social media presence to actively promote the Amnesty International report published Monday. Just over a year since President Miguel Díaz-Canel took office, the existence of prisoners of conscience in Cuba remains a sharp indicator of how authorities there continue to restrict the fundamental rights to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly, the globally recognized human rights group said in a press release Monday. Erica Guevara Rosas, America's director at Amnesty International, emphasized that Cuba's repressive regime had not evolved as many had predicted it would under Díaz-Canel. For decades, Cuba has stifled freedom of expression and assembly by locking up people for their beliefs in opposition to the government. Over the years, the names of Cuba's prisoners of conscience have changed, but the state's tactics have stayed almost exactly the same. The five men added to the list of political prisoners are José Leguía Pilato, the president of the Republican Party of Cuba, serving 5 years in prison for contempt and public disorder after criticizing Fidel Castro shortly after his death. Silverio Portal Contreras, serving 4 years in prison for yelling down with Fidel Castro, down with Raúl in Havana. Mitzael Díaz-Pizarro, member of the Orlando Zapata de Mayo National Resistance Front, serving a 4-year prison sentence for social dangerousness. Eliezer Bandera Barrera, member of UNPACU, serving a 6-year prison sentence for social dangerousness. Edilberto Ronald Arzuaga Alcala, member of UNPACU, imprisoned since 2018 indefinitely for not paying a fine for recording a conversation among dissidents over potential constitutional reforms. Cuban Prisoners Defenders has independently certified the existence of at least 126 political prisoners in Cuba, 50 of them members of UNPACU. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.